on measure, but to be honest, I don't think I can stay with the company forever. What then? Finn Paneer and the Guardsmen, or something else? I'm not sure, but I will stay a half year with you, perhaps more, if you'll have me. Not as a captain, though. It would not be fitting for me to take high rank from you. There are those here who have earned it.
None more than you.
The Duke glanced down.
No, I see what you mean, and of course I'll be glad to have you. We've had too much fever this past summer. Let's see. Suppose you go back in Arkerland's cohort, veterans pay. That should get you a sword by next spring, without question. You are still thinking of Paladin, aren't you?
He looked at her shrewdly. Pox nodded. He asked no more about it, but went on.
Then you'll need experience leading, but we've plenty of trouble with orcs. You can take squads this winter.
And another thing,
yes?
Most paladins are drawn from the knightly orders. They've had the chance to learn manners of court and hall. From what I saw last year, you aren't really easy with that yet, true?
Pox blushed.
Yes, my lord, I've tried to learn.
And done well, for a sheep farmer's daughter. I didn't start in a palace either, Pox. Now I can dine with kings without worrying about my elbows. That's something we can teach you too, if you're willing.
He paused briefly, scanning her face.
It won't cause trouble with your companions in the company. It's going to be obvious that you are not an ordinary soldier. If you agree, you'll spend some of your free time in my library, learning history and other things, and with me and the captains, discussing politics and strategy.
Well?
Pox was stunned by the offer.
My lord, I... Yes, I would like that. I know very little.
Very well, then. Take this order to the quartermaster, and this to Arkelin, and get yourself settled in. Arkelin will arrange your schedule. I want you to dine with us as often as you can, whenever it doesn't interfere with your duties.
Yes, my lord.
An hour later, Pox had a sword at her side, and the maroon tunic of Phelan's company on her back. Her legs felt cold and exposed again. She knew they looked chalk-white next to the others. Armsmaster Siger, after an admiring look at her longbow, asked for a demonstration.
"Not now, Siger," said Stammel. "We've still got to get her on the rolls."
"This afternoon, then," said Siger. "Fine bow. I hope you've learned to shoot to equal it. And I want to see what fancy strokes they taught you in Finn Paneer."
Pox laughed. "Nothing for a short sword, and I haven't handled a blade that much lately, but when I've practiced..."
"Good, good. I know they teach knight's work, but I always like a new trick."
Before lunch, Pox had a longer interview with Arkelin. He urged her to accept a corporal's position, both because he needed one, and because she would then have more time and opportunity for the extra study the Duke recommended. Pox agreed, wondering meanwhile if her old friends would resent the promotion. They had been glad to see her, but how would they react to all that had happened, and to her being placed over them? She said nothing of this to Arkelin, who was telling her that she already had a reputation with the newer ones. By his tone, a good reputation. Through the noon meal, Pox talked with Stammel and Devlin about her new duties and the changes in routine from what she remembered. With all three senior cohorts and the recruits in the stronghold together, there were many changes. Then Stammel called the cohort out for weapons practice, and they went to the field together. Siger was already there with her bow and had set up the targets.
"Now let me see," he said eagerly.
Pox strung the bow and chose an arrow. The wind had dropped a little, but she knew her first shaft might miss. She bent the bow smoothly